In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. I give you a new commandment, that you love one another just as I have loved you. You also should love one another. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples if you have love for one another. This is probably the most simple and the most difficult commandment Jesus gave to his followers. Simple because it is so clear, right? So direct. Love one another, period. No long explanations, no complicated rules or regulations, no vague, fuzzy language. It's direct and to the point. Love one another. And it's not so very easy to do. Oh, it should be, right? Love shouldn't be complicated or hard. Love should be easy, nice, warm, and comforting. But no, or at least it isn't for me. Or at least the just as I have loved you part isn't so easy. Because as Jesus loved us, as Jesus loves us, is so completely perfect, right? So unconditional, without hesitation or judgment or expectations or all the other things that we can sometimes attach to loving another person. Even if we are not talking about love as that hallmark emotion, lovey-dovey, all that other stuff, because that isn't what Jesus is talking about, but rather he's talking about a compassionate, action-driven concern for another. We so have expectations or conditions or rules or something attached to that kind of love as well. Jesus is asking us to care about one another's well-being, and to share what we have, to accept one another without judgment, to forgive one another and not hold grudges, to help one another without expectation of getting something in return. And well, honestly, this isn't always easy. I'm going to make two confessions today. One is that when I read this passage for today, I was holed up in the spare bedroom at my dad's. It was last Monday, late in the afternoon, and my dad at that time was resting peacefully in his room, and my sisters and our caregiver were in the living room, and I had a Zoom meeting, so I went into the bedroom for a little bit of quiet. And just as I was finishing that meeting, my brother came into the apartment. Here's the confession. I have not spoken to my brother in about a year. The last time we spoke was on the phone. He had done something that I found to be extremely selfish and hurtful and dishonest. And I called him out on it. It hadn't been the first time, well, maybe the dishonest part, but the selfish and hurtful part, it was not. And he would not acknowledge any of it. At the end of the conversation, I told him that I loved him, that he was my brother, that I would always love him, but I was done. And I hung up. We haven't spoken since. Not even if we're in the same room. I have struggled with this, prayed about it. I've spoken with my spiritual director about it. At one point, she asked me, if he were to apologize, would you accept his apology? I said, of course I would. Of course I would, without a doubt. And I don't think he ever will. She said, well, the important thing is that your heart is open to forgiveness. He needs to seek it. And time has passed. And then I read this passage. And I heard we are to love as Jesus loves us. And then he was on the other side of the door. Now, I would like to say that I opened the door and I said, can we talk? And we reconciled. And that's not what happened. I sat and I prayed. And I sat and I prayed. And I sat. And I folded a load of laundry. And I finally opened the door. And I walked out and I said, hi, Jeff. And he didn't look at me. And he said, hi. And that was it. A crack in the wall. Love isn't easy. I know we are called to love like Jesus loves us, and Jesus is all about reconciliation and forgiveness. And I'm working on it. My second confession is way easier. It's that I am a huge Ted Lasso fan. If you do not have Apple TV, I strongly recommend getting it just to watch this show. Go ahead and cancel it right after you watch the series, but get it, absolutely get it. You have to be able to tolerate swearing, I will say that, and a lot of use of the F word, but it is so worth it. This show will lift you up even on your darkest days. It is a show that in these days of hate and violence and selfishness where people are only out for themselves and the heck with the rest of us, will fill you up with hope at what a difference kindness and compassion can make in changing the world. It's a show about the kind of love that Jesus is talking about, the kind of love Jesus has for us. Ted Lasso is the story of a man who is an American football coach who gets hired for all the wrong reasons to coach an English, what we call soccer, they call football, team that he knows nothing about. Ted is the most optimistic, kind-hearted, loving, thoughtful, accepting of others, generous person, in spite of the resistance, pushback, anger, prejudice, manipulation, and selfishness that he faces on a regular basis. And he does not change. He meets it head on with kindness and compassion, openness, acceptance, and love. And he changes the world around him. Not with grand gestures, but with simple acts of kindness. By looking people in the eyes who are often ignored and actually talking to and listening to them. Giving everyone an opportunity to be their best and celebrating their accomplishments. Lifting others up, sharing, believing the best in others, focusing always on what truly matters, being true to himself. He has so many goofy, yet profound sayings. Things like, you know what the happiest animal on earth is? It's a goldfish. You know why? It's got a 10-second memory. If you care about someone and you got a little love in your heart, there ain't nothing you can't get through together. It may not work out how you think it will or how you hope it does, but believe me, it will all work out. Hey, doing the right thing is never the wrong thing. All people are different people. Be curious, not judgmental. Those are just a few. They are quirky, most of them. These were some that I found to be more profound, but they all stop and make you think about life and the way we treat others. Love is sometimes a difficult thing. People hurt us, challenge us, frustrate the heck out of us, disappoint us, make us angry. People are different than we are, and we don't understand them, or we're frightened by them. They force us to have to change, and we do not like change. They make us look at ourselves, and we might not like what we see. They can be just plain annoying. Love is hard. To love like Jesus loved us, loves us, can seem almost impossible. I think the important thing is to just keep trying. To take a page from Ted Lasso and see how simple acts of kindness can change the world. Look someone in the eyes and truly listen to them. Encourage someone. Look for the best in people. Just try to do one act of love each day. We don't have to do it all, or all at once. Make a crack. Let a little light shine in, just a bit. Pray. Keep Jesus close. And don't be too hard on yourself. Because like Ted Lasso, but even more so, Jesus never gives up on us. Amen.